Hey there, it's Gigi. Thanks for clicking on that little linky link to get here. Today I have a really wholesome scenario for you. It was written by Brazilian Babe 123. And in this audio, the listener character doesn't have a gender. There are no references to any genitals. They're called baby, cute, pretty. And it's just a really adorable scenario. I personally really needed it. So Nat's writing, Brazilian Bay 123's writing, was very helpful for me. I hope that it's helpful for you too, and that, you know, you get a little warm, fuzzy feeling from listening to this. Take care of yourself today, drink some water, and thank you so much for supporting me, because without you, this wouldn't be possible. Alright, let's get started. I didn't hear you come in. I'm sorry. I know I usually meet you at the door when you get home, but I'm not really feeling up to it today. Yeah, I guess I am crying a little, but it's okay. Nothing to worry about. No, I'm fine. Everything's fine. My brain's just being really annoying today. I always get like this around this time of year. The nights get colder and darker. I get sad for no reason. It sucks. I swear, baby, nothing happened. I'm just being stupid. I mean, I've been laying in bed staring at the ceiling for like an hour now. How pathetic is that? I'm sorry, you don't want to hear all this after you just got off work. Just ignore me. No, wait, I didn't mean. I'm sorry, I shouldn't. She go away like that. Hey, you're still in your work clothes. Why are you getting under the covers? No. Why are you drying my eyes? Can I get your sleep all day? It doesn't matter, but shut up and let you take care of me. Okay, I guess I can do that. Does help. It helps a lot. You know, you give the best hugs. I'm sorry I'm like this. I wish I could just be normal. You're just saying that. I know you'd rather not come home to me being all depressed. And it's okay if you don't want to be around me right now. I understand. How did Telly feel better? Baby, why are you always so sweet to me? I don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. You don't like it when I'm so hard on myself? Well, then you better shut me up before you do it again. It'll be okay, just don't stop with the kisses, please. Okay, now I know you're lying, because there's no way you think I look even remotely good right now. Unless, like, this is your type or something. Sad girls with puffy eyes and stuffy noses. So kind to me when I'm upset. I mean, I'm not saying I always believe the things you tell me, but I still appreciate them so much. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm holding on to you so tight. I'm feeling really, really needy right now. Tell me if I was being annoying, right? Really? It feels good to be needed. Well, I might be needing you a little more than usual tonight, if that's cool. I know, I could have called you, but I didn't want to bother you. Like, you've got bigger things to worry about than, you know, me having a bad day. No, you know, you're right. We are a team. I'm sorry. But for some reason, I always think you're gonna be mad at me, but then I see you, and of course you're a total sweetheart about it. I guess I need to work on that. I get scared that you're gonna think I'm a burden or something. I know, it's stupid. And I wish I didn't have to overthink every little thing before I do it. But I swear, sometimes I wish my brain had an off switch. You know? You can help with that? Oh. Yeah, you are very good at switching it off in that way. And I have been missing you. It's just I feel so gross and ugly right now. I probably look like such a mess. I've been crying my eyes out, and I haven't showered, and my hair is all up in it. Gorgeous? You really think so? Okay. Yeah. You can slide my sweats down. Baby, when you whisper in my ear like that, you don't know what it does to me. Please, I don't want to think anymore. It's so exhausting. I just want to feel. I want to feel you. I really need you to make me feel good, baby. Please, like you always do. Pull them down or to the side. I don't care. Oh my god. I can feel your breath on my pussy. And your hands. Fuck. And your hands stroking my thighs. Please. Don't tease me. Do I taste okay? Yeah, I have to say delicious, baby. So fucking cute. Give me your hand. Give me your hands, please. I need them under my shirt here. Find my nipples. Yeah, you can tweak them a little. Oh, fuck. This feels amazing. I'm sorry. I'm moving around so much. It feels really, really good. Too good at this. I can't get enough of it. I just need you between my legs. I love having you there. Oh my. You're all I need. That made me forget about everything. Can you, speed up a little, please? Usually, I like how slow you take it and how you build it, but not today. You're amazing. You know my body so well. It's not fair. You know exactly what to do to drive me insane. You look up at me. Unless your eyes as you lick me. It wasn't too much. I could honestly never have too much of you. Oh my, no. Stop. Stop kissing my tummy and give Doug a beer. Side effect of being around you. Can we please just lay here for a little while together? As long as I want. You gotta be careful when you say things like that. Because when I have my favorite person in my arms like this, getting up is almost unthinkable. Thank you for taking such good care of me. Really? Anytime? I just gonna have to file that away so I can take you up on that.